You are listening to Pacific Beer Chat. We are a collective of West Coast beer bloggers sharing our opinions on events, issues, and well-crafted brews. We discuss both local and international issues and aim to educate and entertain. We are a part of the Hopped Up Network. This week's episode talks about doing beer verticals. A beer vertical, for those that don't know, is comparing multiple vintages of the same beer to see how they change over time. For this episode, we had four vintages of Unibrew Grand Reserve 17 out of Quebec. Before we get started, here is a promo from the Hopped Up Network.
Hopped Up Network is a group of independent beer podcasts devoted to providing insight into our local craft beer communities. You can visit hoppedupnetwork.com to hear more podcasts like this one.
Have you ever sat down at a local craft brewery and wondered how they got started, what the owner or head brewer is like, what kind of culture they have there, or what you should have to eat or drink? Behind the Hops is a podcast that answers those questions and tells the stories of the people and events that bring us the delicious potables that we all love. Check out Behind the Hops on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, or wherever you find your podcasts, and get a closer look at the people that bring us some of the best beverages we've ever had.
Today's episode included Carnell of Brewart Inlet, Mike, the Beer Raider, Steve and Mike of Mike's Craft Beer, Chelsea from Brutiful British Columbia, and special guests Kevin, the Beard Show, and Lundy of Pink Pints. Enjoy. All right, today's episode is on Unibrew's Grand Reserve 17.
Yay!
We've got four vintages, 2013, 14, 15, and 16. If you look back at our episode four, way back, we talk about cellaring beer. We mentioned doing verticals. So this is our first episode doing a vertical.
Although it's laid out horizontally.
Yes, you were correct.
Unless you're sitting where I'm sitting.
Oh. So this beer is a Belgian strong dark ale made in Quebec, 10% alcohol. They barrel age it, and then they bottle condition it. So let's crack these bottles open.
Popping bottles.
It would be great if we could.
One, that's two, how I want to do it.
Three.
Yeah, is that four. How we're doing it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 13 didn't blow, but...
Ooh, look at that guy.
He's smoking. I'm ready to go.
Yeah. Ooh, Jesus.
It's okay.
That was almost a no shit moment.
You got this. Pop it.
Ooh. That was nice.
That one actually...
Love it.
That had a little gusto behind it.
All right.
It was gusto behind number four.
So don't forget the order. The first one here is the 2013. This is a 752, so there's lots of it. But you just don't want to forget because the idea is to compare how the age.
Oh,
you losing it? You losing it?
Oh!
Rookie.
No, it's the plastic glasses.
No, it is. And you know what?
Totally.
It's because they're actually glasses. They're quite craft because we do wine tastings that are because we have a vineyard. So they've been used and washed quite a bit.
You have a vineyard?
Oh,
I want a vineyard.
How does one acquire such a place?
Is that at the
I live on a vineyard right now, and my parents have a vineyard, but we grow grapes for Wild Goose Wines.
Oh, I like Wild Goose.
Yeah. Argument for glass versus plastic, right? Because the plastic is so crap.
So, like, have you ever been told off or saying a swear or just got the weird look?
Say a swear.
Well, no, like you're talking to your friends and someone swears, and you look over, and the kid with a toddler's like. What are you doing?
With a toddler.
Are
you in Surrey?
Hey, man, I live in Surrey.
I know. I grew up in Surrey.
I left.
Nothing wrong with Surrey.
Well,
I don't know.
I was going to say there's nothing wrong with it.
Nothing.
A couple things, to say the least.
Yeah. In the Okanagan, we make fun of Surrey. We hardly know anything about the Lower Mainland, and we still make fun of Surrey.
In Japan, they make fun of Surrey.
In Hawaii, they make fun of it, too.
We make fun of Poco in Port Moody. Okay.
Fuck you guys.
Oh, it says Surrey. Kind of expected that from
you're
you.
You're in South Surrey, so
yeah, it's just going on.
South of the tracks.
There you go.
There's tracks?
Yes.
There's this really new invention. It's called trains.
Yeah, but like what kind of train?
Like a train.
Like, but...
Sky
like a sky train or like a train train?
A sky train is a development upon the steam engine.
Canada was built on trains.
And immigrant labor.
Beer? Trains?
And stolen land.
Is Sheldon here?
The bleeding pause.
Yes, but he isn't here.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, so getting on course.
Yes.
This is beer not from Surrey.
Might edit that out.
Well, probably not. as beers age, they change and they can get more complex. And if as long as they're done well, things will age right. If they're done improperly, then you can get some really off flavors. These will be fine. But
good save.
No, this brewery's been doing this for a long time. Unibrews.
Well, they know.
Well known.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah, they know
what
they're
doing. Is that what you're
trying
to tell us?
But there can be, you know, like from, you know, dropping a beer or something.
Oh, yeah.
Even if these ones are corked and caged, which makes sure that they're well cared for, or at least in terms of the bottle. In theory. Yeah. But you could drop a cap bottle or something and air could get in and
break.
Hey, yeah. I'm curious. Like, I don't know. Wine gets corked. Right? Because of bacteria that are in the cork. Does that ever happen to cork beers? Do we know this?
Oh, yeah. It happens.
Yeah? Because I've never actually really heard much
I've
about
had,
that.
I've had my share of cork beers.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. It does exist.
You probably shouldn't buy them up.
It's usually... Tall Ships is a good example. They were one of the original breweries that happened in Vancouver Island. Mm-hmm. They came out with an amazing lineup of barley wines.
Yeah.
You put it past that good. Year.
Hey, cheers.
Yeah, cheers. 2013.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's
the first
year?
What year
is it?
Where am I?
Okay.
I'm having an existential crisis here.
What happened? Did anything happen?
We're going back in time.
Yeah, starting back and moving to
so the... So wait, what?
2013.
13, 14, 15, 16?
What happened?
Where was I?
So it's
still living in Victoria. Those were good times. Simpler times, some would say.
It's a fairly...
some.
Fairly sweet aroma.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Oh, it's quite sweet.
Yeah, I mean, it's got that Belgian characteristic, so it's got the fruit in it. I can also speak.
It's oaky.
Yeah.
I get a little oaky pokey.
Oaky pokey.
Oaky pokey. Well, gee, it's aged with French oak.
There you go.
Hey! Someone's got a palate.
What's up?
I think the only palate's over here.
The rest of us just want a drink to get drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a good beer.
I think it tastes like I'm getting wasted.
Some beer in this drink. Tastes like wasted.
But you know, it smells like. Smells really good.
It's I get like dark fruit, and then almost like when you use that dark fruit in what's it called, like a caramelized pastry. Does that make sense?
Caramelized pastry? You don't caramelize pastry.
No, but like some of the insides of a pastry might be caramelized.
Like
I'm not a baker.
It almost is
jam. Do I look like a patisserie?
Like you're talking about jam here, right?
What's that?
Jam.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know.
Listen, I am not baked since home ec.
You should bake. You should bake.
So, like, what, 2 years ago? No.
It's his first facial hair. Right?
Hey.
6 months growth.
It's going to be better
but
if
no,
it's true.
This is enjoyable.
It's really super.
Are we just drinking the 13?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, like, I'm going to make sure that I leave a bit so I can compare them all.
I just had a sip of all of them and. I can't tell the difference.
you don't admit that on the podcast.
I'm also warming up the glasses as I sip them to talk about them. They're a bit cold.
These are also meant to be warm. Yeah, that's
actually true.
That's a huge.
Oh, that's cold.
Remember that episode complaining about brewery beer serving temps?
Yeah.
That's like this
episode serving temps.
It's our own damn fault.
Step one, get yourself some air conditioning.
So you need air conditioning in the winter.
Yeah.
It's heating.
Hey, this is free.
It's HVAC.
I guess we can't complain.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Armin, I'm going to talk to you, Armin. Come on, Dave.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing to
he's
us?
He's sitting there. Somewhere there's a camera. He's like,
as soon as we leave, turns the heat up.
Yeah. He's in front of his fireplace right now. On his cell phone.
Probably. What does everyone else think about the 13?
It's good.
Sweet.
Nice. It is sweet, yes.
A little sweet.
Yeah.
It's sweet.
Good fruit
yeah.
to it.
It's
yeah.
got the sweetness closer to a triple. But
yeah.
Without
yeah.
being... I find triples almost sickeningly sweet a lot of times for me.
Really?
And this isn't there.
Triples shouldn't be.
Triples are my least favorite of the Belgian styles.
See, I like the
really?
Triples Quads the most.
You need to go to Belgium.
No.
He's
just
Belgian.
Sweet beer. No, Belgium. No, I'm talking like Belgian triples. I don't I like know. Belgian triples. I've had Belgian
I almost... That's what I would go to on the menu. When I was
me too.
Quads and doubles.
I'll stay away from the quads and the doubles.
Quads,
the doubles and the quads,
common.
I like go for the triples because
really.
They're the ones that actually have the more of the hot forward. They're a little bit, usually have more bitterness to them.
Can you remind me of what the difference is between a double, triple, and a quad?
Well, a double and a quad are definitely more malt forward, less hop forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the triple is using more malt, mm-hmm. or sorry, using more hops. Hmm. I mean, it's usually lighter in color, usually lighter in body and mm-hmm. flavor, and usually less sweet.
So I think I like quads, but I
can't quads remember. Are usually of the four of them are the one that's going to have the most. It's going to have the best body. It's going to be a full body, full flavored, lots of caramel.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. like brown sugar, all that kind of stuff.
Which this has a bit of that, too. Yeah.
But again, we're drinking them cold.
Yeah.
And that's where...
I'm trying to warm them up a bit. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's unfortunate.
Damn shame.
Well, it
doesn't take much to warm them up.
But I can't speak to the style as well as you guys can. It's Belgian is Belgian. I mean, it's not. But to me, I don't know much beyond like those fruity esters. But this aged one seems, like you said, more complex. Or that complexity is there, but it's sort of more accessible complexity because I feel like it's mellowed a bit.
Yeah.
But when you have these beers with these really interesting yeasts and the malt choice is really interesting as well, for lack of a better word. But when you get them young, it's just like punches in your mouth, I feel, of flavor. And this sort of lets you sort of, it settles on your tongue and you can sort of get those, you can really understand those more dynamic flavors more easily when it's aged.
Because I've also taken a sip of the 14 now, and the 14 does have more flavor, but it is a little...
It's harder to pick things out.
Harsher, it's a little, not much.
This one dances on my tongue.
There's a little more caramel, there's a little more...
Almost brown sugar or something.
In the 14 or in the...
In the 14.
Oh, yeah.
A little more, like, actual sugar, molasses, caramel flavors. Right, it's pulling a little back from the fruit.
The 14 is big to me, especially going from the 13.
Herb, just a little bit like celery or something in the back there. Which I actually think it's kind of cool.
Interesting. Celery?
Yeah.
I like celery.
Are you kidding? What's the point of eating something that makes you more tired than when you were before?
So you don't eat turkey, then?
Keep my finger.
Figures are overrated.
Everyone's in shape. Just depends which one.
Round is a shape.
Yes, exactly.
I'd actually be really interested to know what the malt bill is on this type of beer.
Does it say?
I don't know if it does. Well, they won 3 consecutive international platinum medals for best dark ale in the world.
It is. I'm having a hard time between the two, telling the difference.
Well, 13 and 14 are very similar.
Oh, really? I get it.
I find 13 and 14 are similar, then the 15 and 16 are similar, but there's this break point between the two.
I haven't got past the 14 yet.
Yeah, nor have I.
The 14 is...
I just got interested.
But there's a little bit, but it's subtle.
It's very subtle.
Very subtle.
You have to be looking for it.
13 and 14. I mean,
it might all be in my hand.
See but there's difference in color.
Yep.
A little bit.
Definitely, so it's a little bit more malt forward.
Taking a sip of 15, there is a lot more wood in that. Like it's more oaky.
The younger two are, you definitely taste it, but it seems like there's a definite break point.
And it's almost, the woodiness is almost on
this. I took a lot to warm up my...
Yeah.
How about you?
13, I've only got to the 14, and the 13 and 14 are very similar. Both very sweet.
Just have a sip of that.
Try a sip of the 15, then.
It's interesting.
You know what? When I had a sip of the 15, I'm getting a little bit more like caramel in the aftertaste.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a bit more...
It's woody.
Yeah, it's actually really coming through a lot more.
But just like the finish, I guess, maybe it's also the alcohol. It's just like a little bit of a warmth with the caramel in the 15.
And I've warmed all mine up a bit, and they are more flavorful now.
How did you warm them up? Tell us.
With your hands.
No, working. Put them in his beard.
Oh, there we go. There
we go.
Let me just borrow your beard.
Just wrap it in there.
Yeah, exactly. Need some beard wax just to hold them in there.
Actually, that'd be great for the beard competition. They do one at the cannery every year in Penticton.
They do one at Strange Fellows, too.
Oh, that's right. They're working on that.
So they asked me to be a judge.
Me too, yeah.
Okay.
Celebrity judges.
Yeah.
Thanks. For which one? Strange Fellows?
Yeah.
Can I come?
You You might need a.
You can perform the age 16 and under.
You can judge the craft juice category.
And then, wow, I just took a sip of 16 and like, there is tons of the barrel character.
Yeah.
Like it's not even the same beer as the 14 or 13.
See, I'm going to try end to end here. Oh, that's not acceptable.
That's,
again, very different.
It's wild.
Is yeah. It?
It's funny really? Because.
Yeah. 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 Yes. It reminds me of people drinking wine. Like you go to wine festivals and they're like, oh, I can really get that aged leather. And I'm like, what? It just tastes like red fucking wine.
Well, with wine, I agree. But no, I mean, I really like 13. 14 is really good. 15 still quite tasty. 16, I think, needs a year.
Yeah, it's less tasty.
Yeah, it's...
Technical term.
Yeah, less tasty.
Less tasty.
I mean, it's still less a good aged. Beer. But I mean...
I don't know.
With drinking them all four side by side, I don't enjoy it as much. If I hadn't had these ones, I'd probably still really enjoy it.
What's the bit that you don't like? Because I have an opinion on the bit that I don't like on the 16.
For me, it's just too woody without having some other barrel character stick in there. It's just a little more harsh.
I just noted too, like if you taste the 13 and the 16, like just the difference mm-hmm. in like viscosity in the body, right? Like the 16 is just like pretty thin still. It hasn't really condensed.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
But like I said, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just putting them side by side with these. Every year gets better, in my opinion, of these four.
Doesn't always happen.
Well, no, it doesn't.
It makes sense, though, right? Because if you're a brewer and you're trying to put together a beer, and it's a big beer, you know, your intention is to have that beer sit for a while. So you have to build some flavors bigger than others, you know, 6 months in, a year in. Yep. So when it comes time 2 or 3 years from now, or whenever that peaks, whenever you're hoping to get those things to sort of balance out, you know, the earliest point is going to be when they're most out of whack. And somewhere along the line, be it 2 year, 3 year, 4 year, 5 year, they will all come together as best they can and peak. But, I mean, it totally stands to reason that the newest one is necessarily not the best one.
I mean, some bourbon barrel-aged beers are really harsh when they're first released.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's some of the best beers I've had 6 months down the road, a year down the road.
Moody Ale's Russian Imperial is one I really love, and I find 6 months... to a year, which is relatively I think early for those beers. That's when it sort of peaks.
Yeah. I actually start doing a vertical of that soon.
I had two or three.
I did Singularity. I did a vertical from day one because I actually had one bottle left of the original.
Oh.
And there was five of us. So last fall, you know, my buddies from R&B, so we all did it. We actually found, aside from the first two, which were amazing. The best one was the recent one that was released last year.
Yeah, well,
it was so amazing.
Yeah, there is something to that. Sometimes fresh is best.
Yeah.
And it just worked. It just, the flavor, everything about it was just so much better than some of the years before. And I think, really expected it differently.
One thing that people do wrong, I think, is if you're going to sell their beer, you should really at least buy two bottles.
Yeah.
Drink one fresh. Yeah. If it's great, just friggin' drink it. Unless you're doing something like this, you're trying to build a vertical, but you should always have one fresh. Mm-hmm. You should know what it tastes
always.
Like fresh.
Yeah. I'll often, maybe not often, but occasionally.
Well, maybe not occasionally.
Once in a while.
If you buy a bottle and you drink it and it's good, but something about it makes you think, like, okay, it's a little too harsh, it's a little too robust, I go out and buy another one and let it sit for probably 6 months to a year. Although it usually doesn't last that long in my house, but
you try though, right?
You try.
You got to get a closet that you don't.
You let
use.
It sit for some time, and it's like, oh, this is a tasty little son of a gun.
I've been buying
that's
beer
your new rating
on my
system. I want to see that. I want to see that for aged beers. The top rating is top tasty little son of a gun.
No, the next level up is tasty little son of a bitch. Right?
Yeah. Well, actually, I found it really interesting. So one of the guys that is with Camera South Okanagan, he was talking to us about somebody who bought a case of, it's something from Torchlight out of Nelson. I can't remember which one it was. But he bought a case. And so then what he did is he did like...
They grew it, maybe.
He tracked out of the case like the flavors. So on a spreadsheet, every time he opened one, I think he opened one every few months, just like track. And he said there's actually like a there's a cycle of flavors. So it's not just like a curve. It actually goes up and then down. Yeah. So
that's cool.
So they change like even from like, you know, like it might be in like one flavor category and then 6 months later the taste changes to a different category. Wow. It's not just like a smooth curve. Right?
Okay. That's
really
cool.
My first bottle of that beer, I was kinda like, although I'm not a huge fan of Gruitt's, my first bottle was like, hey, it's okay. Second bottle I had a year later was really, really good. And it was from the same vintage. Mm-hmm. And it was just, it does this.
Just how that chance is sitting.
Well, I find that so interesting because you go to, well, a restaurant with wine or you talk to a winery. And
never done that before.
They have their sommeliers. And so the sommelier program is years older than the Cicerone. But they know specifically, or they can guess within 1 or 2 years, when this wine will peak. I feel we're not there with beer. There's more research, there's more knowledge that we need to gain in order to, you know, a brewer will brew a beer and be like, you know what, 6 years, this is where you're going to want to drink this beer. And so that's what I find really interesting. And you're starting to see breweries like
Best
Strange Fellows.
Yeah,
they now have a like a vintage bottle list.
Yeah,
at their taste room. I think that's amazing. That's really cool that they had the foresight to hold back bottles.
Yeah,
to create this program, and I hope they keep that going up. And you know, say 10-20 years from now, they could have this huge range. Like you go to Belgium, and there's lists. You can get a 20-year-old,
or even Hair of the Dog in Portland has that too.
Or anywhere, like
Dead Frog has that, but that's because people don't buy it.
They didn't mean to.
it wasn't on purpose.
Experiences, not things. Whatever the fuck that
just
means.
But Vancouver Island did that for Hermitage.
You should do their marketing.
That's what they say. Nothing goes down like a cold dead frog, but also collect experiences, not things. What?
don't collect those dead friends.
Well, I think beer is tough too, right? Because beer is, I don't know, I don't drink wine, so
I tried.
I'm
trying to back up.
You look great on camera, though.
Yeah, you're dead inside here, you're like, oh, it's warm in here.
It's hot.
Give me a Mike's fucking burger.
Grow your beard longer.
Come on.
Grow your beard.
Use it as a scarf.
But I think people, I mean, wine appreciation has definitely existed longer than beer appreciation. And I can't speak to wine. I don't know anything about wine. I know there's red, there's white, and sometimes there's that in between one.
There's
rosé. Sure. And but when people come in to drink beer, you know, beer is for still so many people a big discovery, right? Like, oh shoot, this beer tastes totally different. And you know, beer, you know, it ranges. We have our 3.5% Radlers to our big barley wines to these beers that we're drinking right now, the Belgians. So people say, you know, they start getting into beer and they say, well, do I drink this fresh or do I age this?
Yeah.
And it's such, if anyone who's worked in a brewery, it's a really difficult question to answer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm right up there with, I like hoppy beers. I'm like, what the hell do you mean you like hoppy beers?
But most brewers are going to know if their beer needs to sit for a bit. I mean, a true brewer will know that.
But it's a really tough question when you get, should beer be had fresh or should beer be had aged? Because it depends on every different type of beer.
Like?
Yeah.
What do you like?
Are you looking for those big, robust, dark beers? Yeah, I give that some time to sit. Depending on the beer or that vintage or whatever, that might change on what that beer is. But these parties are great. And I suppose if you have a friend who's like asking all these questions that are maybe annoying or maybe not, you just invite him to one of these and be like, they're different.
Yeah.
All beers are different.
Just taste it, man. Well,
just,
you know,
drink
what,
it.
Just don't chug it, damn it.
What did
I just
they
work
say
here,
yesterday? Because I was talking about, my uncle's a sommelier, and so he comes over and he's always like on about wine, and my dad and I are quite big fans of beer, even though my family makes wine. And so we had this argument about like what has more flavor, wine versus beer.
Oh,
and we're like,
beer.
Yeah, and we were like, dude, it's beer, right? But he doesn't really get it. My uncle doesn't really get it. So anyways, we were talking to the school yesterday, and they said the flavor, the isolated flavors in wine are what, like a couple
200 now?
And the isolated flavors in beer are like what, 2,000?
No, it's, yeah, I think it is 2,000, yeah.
Well, you just look at the number of variables, like basically
ingredients.
With wine.
Wine has grapes.
There's grapes.
Terroir
affects grapes. You pick your grape, you ferment it to simplify things.
Yeah.
And you get what you get. With beer, terroir affects hops, terroir affects
especially hops,
malts.
Though. Especially hops.
There's the water content, mm-hmm. which is
and
huge.
The type of water.
Yeah, type mm-hmm. of
and
water.
The type of water. There's yeast. Every single one of these things can be varied, mixed,
yeah.
changed, blended.
And then age, right?
And the age.
You, like, you get this like really like huge flavor wheel just for fresh beer, and then you put them yeah. all in a cellar for 5 years, 10 yeah. years, 15 yeah. years, right? There's, so,
and yeah. what type of cellars?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Proper
yeah.
temperature.
Yeah.
And yeah, totally. I mean, the big one that I always find frustrating now is like we're talking about. I mean, there's scales too, like in terms of aging and beer. Like, we're obviously drinking these big, robust beers that have lots of flavors, and we're more or less, I feel like, saying that the bigger the beer and the more complex the beer, it can help to taste all those things with a little bit of aging, you know,
yeah, for sure.
in some range. But now we're talking, or sorry, now Northeast beers or Northeast IPAs are getting really big. And the whole idea is fresh, 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 fresh. Like, I want to get that 2 hours after canning. I want to get that beer in me.
Yeah.
I want to trade it to my friends within a week. And but at the same time, the more Northeast IPAs I try, and I've got a shit ton in my fridge, so many that I can't drink them all the time. And what I keep noticing is they still have peaks, right? The peak is not necessarily 2 hours after canning. It's not necessarily fresh is fresher than most beers,
yeah.
but fresh or the peak can be 2 weeks. It can be a month even. On those beers, and I think that's, you know, every beer has its peak. Nobody knows where that peak is.
I think it's depending on what your peak is. Is the peak the balance between the malts and the hops?
Mm-hmm.
Is the peak the certain flavors that you're going to get from the hops before they start to degrade? Right? Like, because you can have like a fresh hop beer 3 months down the road when people say it's not fresh, but at some point you're like, oh, they had a really fantastic malt bill.
Yeah.
You didn't taste that a few months ago, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, so what is the, what are we calling the peak, really?
Right. And
what
I,
is that?
You're never going to try every beer, you know, every bottle of that Sartori. No one's ever going to get every bottle. No one's ever going to be able to taste that one, you know, hour. So no one really knows. It's all subjective, but I hate these hard, fast rules that often come into play. Like, this beer needs to be 3 years. You know, that Northeast IPA needs to be 2 hours. Like,
yeah,
hold back.
That's 3 weeks.
Enjoy your
I'm
beer.
Not drinking that shit.
You hear that.
you
hear
do.
That. You hear, you know, especially, I mean, Northeasts are all over Instagram. And, you know, you see the joke videos of people pouring their beers out. Like, you're an idiot.
Fucking stupid. Drink it.
Drink it.
It's beer.
See what it
you
tastes like.
Your best
and
beer.
Yeah, I mean, these beers are amazing. And we're sitting here, we're doing the vertical, and we're talking about like how, you know, to me, honestly, the 2013 tastes the best.
That's
but
I feel as well. 2013, yeah. I think, is the best one so far.
Right. And but the 2017, I kind of like more than 2016. I mean, who knows?
Nothing wrong with that.
Like,
yeah.
For me, the 15, it's got a little more wood, which I appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
But that's clearly not your criteria. That's what you say. It's subjective.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. that's a whole other value that beer. Yeah, is so subjective that maybe I like this beer at 2 weeks. Maybe you like the same beer at 2 years.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
as long as you're loving the beer
it's
or
beer. If you like it, fucking drink it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, it's
yeah.
just that simple.
Sing it, sister.
Finish it and don't order it again.
Yeah.
yeah. Who cares? You got a point. Like,
really, who cares?
Like, we sit here and go, oh, this one has more or brown sugar, or this one has.
Yeah.
And you know, it's fun. I'm a huge nerd. I love this. But,
yeah.
But, you know, to a certain extent.
I mean,
like
one
it?
Day you might like it, one day you might not. So,
right.
yeah. yeah.
You
know,
do
drink
if you like it right
if you
now.
You like it, drink
like,
it again. If you don't. Fuck, who cares?
Like, it's weird. I want a big beer.
Don't pour it out. That's just
no. Don't pour it out.
Yeah.
Give it to a buddy.
I see those social
yeah.
media
yeah,
accounts
on.
Where people are like, "Oh, this week I'm pouring out this beer." Well, you're stupid. You just paid like $4 for that beer, and you're just pouring it down the drain.
$4. I haven't paid $4 for beer in a long time.
Yeah, where are you buying
beer?
I steal them. Well, no, you get
the only ones I pour out are ones that are seriously
bucks.
Flawed and don't taste.
I will pour out beer, but I'll give it its fair. I like
oh,
to give
yeah.
it at least half a glass, and then I'm like, you know what?
I won't pour it out. I'm not. I'll keep it and like
keep
shit.
It. Keep
I mean,
it.
No, wrong,
maybe
no.
they'll grow something better later.
Not like a half can, but I mean, if I were a 4-pack, if I get a 4-pack,
oh, yeah, yeah.
I'll
okay.
keep like 3 cans, and somebody that comes over may be like, hey, I like this beer. Let me drink it.
Yeah.
Fuck, drink it.
Have,
you've had, have
like,
all 15
three.
I'm
going to
drink
it.
Home. Yeah.
Home.
No, I've got the perfect example. Just... Like, I was extoted. That's another word.
Extoted. Terribly extoted.
We are... How many beers deep? Anyways, I was excited
one.
For. I mean, I'm becoming a little bit of a dork. Anytime I see a 4-pack with a sticker label, I'm like, I'm in. And so Parallel 49 came out with that amalgamation. Yeah. And I was like, great, these are a bunch of breweries I love. Except Parkside got left off. But
were they part of it?
They were part of it. You didn't hear the story. So
no, I don't know anything
everybody
about it.
Head,
how did all these breweries...
How do you collaborate? How do you collaborate?
All, like,
they showed up
beer.
That day.
Drank
beer together.
They drank beer. No, but Parkside, the funny thing was Parkside didn't get their logo in on time, or somebody didn't get the email for the Parkside logo. They were part of it. Parkside are really good guys, so I just hope they get that. That's, I mention it only because I hope they get their due.
Yeah.
They will. They're good guys.
They're good guys. But only that I was really excited, and, you know, I didn't like the beer.
I didn't like it either.
I mean, I agree with you. Like, I keep it in my fridge.
That's what happened.
Yeah. And the first buddy who wants it, like, yeah, I'll sit there and drink with them. And I'm happy to try it when someone says, hey, I want that, because give another shot. Give another shot.
I always give a beer at least 2 shots.
Yeah.
Always. Because you never, the first time, sometimes you've always predetermined in your mind what you think it should taste like, depending on the brewery. You say, okay, this is Parallel 49, I expect this and this and this. So you have it, and you go.
And we do it in the best ways and the worst ways. And it's always funny to hear, like, some breweries I love and I expect really good things out of, and I have their beer, and it's not my favorite, and I still think, oh, I'll still order another one or something. But it's great when you have, you know, you bring a friend by, or you drink that beer again with a friend, and they're like, no, this beer is terrible, or this beer is great, and you sort of rethink. And that's why experiences like this, where you share a bunch of beers with a bunch of people who all enjoy beer, great, because you end up learning more that way.
There's also always cooking with beer.
Yes.
Yeah. Always.
You know, it's in your fridge. You're like, I'm going to make a pizza dough. I'm just going to, like, dump some of that, like, IPA that's really gross in there.
Or stews or anything.
This gross IPA will make a great chicken dinner.
Honestly,
unless it's like diacetyl, then you don't want it.
Well, but that butter flavor might be good in some.
Butter chicken.
Butter chicken. Boom. Any time a recipe calls for water, I use beer in place of water. Because water has no flavor. Honestly,
really?
So I'll put beer in,
why not?
And beer adds
a
more complex flavor.
I make a
flavor.
Pizza dough with beer, and sometimes I open my fridge and it only got really good beer, and I'm like, oh shit! Like, I guess there's going to be a super flux pizza dough. I hope it turns out nice.
Whoa! Super flux.
Never do that. Never.
That is super dough.
I really love my pizza dough with beer, right? Like, it's how I've always been making it. So like, I don't make with water.
I'm
so like, sometimes
house.
I open up and like, oh.
You know what? Rule of thumb: my first girlfriend's stepdad was Italian. He's like, if you're not going to drink it, you should not cook with it.
Agreed.
So only cook with...
totally disagree.
He's Italian, though.
They started fascism.
No, I'm not...
It might have been a step too far.
Because cooking tastes... completely changes the
it does. I agree.
Adding so much,
but if it has
you don't like it,
yeah. But he's a
if it has an off flavor,
I mean,
that off flavor isn't going to go away.
It has off flavor for sure, but like
but if it's just a beer,
you
don't
like a little bit of hops, a little bit of malt. You know that most of the hops are going to cook off.
Yeah.
So, but there really is a difference, I think, if you're used to making something with beer and then you make with water, you do notice there's a little bit of an absence of flavor.
What is everyone's thoughts of the Grand Reserve? I'm going to say 2013 versus 2014.
Next year is the
and 2016 versus 2015.
I like 13 and 15.
And I say I like 13 and 16.
I will cut that shit. When I make that call, when that shit ends.
That's 13 and 15. Those are my two faves.
13 is the best for me.
I like 13.
Yeah.
It's really
good. But yeah, I agree. 15 is quite tasty.
Yeah, I like 15.
14, 15.
15 to me tastes festive. Something
it's not hit, like, I can tell, I can taste the difference between 14, like 2013, 2014 are very similar. 2015, 2016 are very similar, but there's a definite break between 14 and 15.
Between the two,
right?
Absolutely.
I'd be very curious to learn, like, was there something different?
Did they
used,
do something, or is
right?
that just the its maturity point?
14.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and out of the, like, the very new versus, like, the slightly less new, the 15 is still got that freshness and a little bit more carbonation, like a little bit more of that thin body, but it's
not
on
here the way they taste.
Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah, because I don't know. I mean, I think I love the 13, but I think the next favorite is the most recent one.
You're good at saying nothing. That's what I feel. That's why I know you do well in council.
I think I'm going 2013,
2016. So what if you sat down in a pub and you ordered this beer and they didn't tell you that they were serving different beers? Would you be able to, would you have picked this out?
Completely oversensed.
Yes. So you weren't sitting here like thinking it was like the same beer?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Honestly, between the 13 and 14, I probably wouldn't have noticed.
There's definitely a difference between this batch and this batch, for sure.
Between these two, where that break point is, I would have noticed. These two and these two, maybe not.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to notice if you just order the beer and you don't know the vintage, because...
No, it's still going to taste like it.
You're only going to know because you've got four side by side. You might go, this is better than I remember, but...
Or it's,
Or worse than
I remember. You don't think you would notice the difference?
If I had, like, the very extreme ends, notice, maybe.
Yeah, you might know that it's a new bottle versus an old bottle, but I mean, how are you going to say this is a...
Yeah. If they told me there was a difference, right? I'd be like, oh, yeah, so there's a difference.
If you've never had it
before,
it's really hard. I don't know.
Because these two beers taste very different to me.
All right, we have an extra glass. Let's pour Carnell a random one when he's not looking.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
I'm ready to have egg on my face. It'd be most of my life.
There's this one right here that doesn't seem to be used. All right.
Turn around.
Close your eyes. Head turn around.
Which one?
Just that one. Right there. Yeah.
Don't look yet.
Okay. Yeah, don't look.
He's looking.
He's totally looking. He's
cheating also.
Cheater.
Am I?
That's why no one likes you.
Did you guys ever read
the here you go. Pissed everyone off.
So what's that?
You can open
what's
your
that
eyes
magazine
now.
About home brewing?
Homebrews magazine.
Take a sip of water first.
Homebrew magazine.
I don't know. I get it in the mail. My dad gave it to me. But there's this guy, the experimenter, and he always does like one beer brewed this way, one beer brewed this way, and his way of like deciding the difference is a triangulation test.
13.
And so often the triangulation test doesn't really work out.
15. Right. Way off.
Way off.
So you've gone for the second batch.
Even on the other side of the breakpoint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I'm an idiot.
Here. Wasn't gonna say anything.
Well, I'm glad I talked out of my ass.
I hope Danny hears this episode.
Yeah.
It's just because it's cold.
He doesn't listen to anything I do.
Loves.
It's
a real slippery,
it's called being in a relationship.
Yeah.
I can't feel my fingers.
I just hope she picks me up. It's cold out.
He's not even
home.
That's all. All
right.
It's on our way, right?
That's
I'm just gonna.
Cheers! Lots of good beers.
What are you drinking?
Yeah, what is that? That's
good. I still have the. What was it?
Thanks for tuning into this episode. Find our show on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, YouTube, or your favorite podcast site or app at Pacific Beer Chat. Please leave us a review as it helps spread the word about the show and helps new listeners find our episodes. You can find Pacific Beer Chat on social media at Pacific Beer Chat on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Send us an email at feedback@pacificbeerchat.com with any feedback or comments. We'd love to hear from you. You can also find us at pacificbeerchat.com. We are part of the Hopped Up Network, an international craft beer podcast network. If you enjoy this craft beer focused show or any other craft beer focused shows, check out hoppedupnetwork.com. And thanks to Tim of craftbeertourist.com for designing our brand new logo. Thanks to Kevin Ems of Conundrum for allowing us to use the song Lothian in the intro to the podcast. You can find Conundrum on Instagram and Facebook at Music of Conundrum. You can also find them at conundrum-music.bandcamp.com. To play us out, here is the full version of Lothian. Cheers.
that pathway. Every night I sang and cried at the moon. The lessons learned on those walks were lessons learned too soon. To all those I leave behind, and all those chances cast adrift. I wanted you so badly by my